My status is being a refugee from hate. That is the actual truth. From Martin J. Driscoll in the mindway at gmail.com. 2. Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll M. Maynard at fapinfo.org. Date, August 23, 2018, 10:26 a.m. Subject, my status is being a refugee from hate. That is the actual truth. Mailed by gmail.com. Opened 4 times. First August 26th around 2:50 a.m. Last August 30th around 6:10 p.m. Clicked 0 times. Updates every 10 minutes. Not all opens will be tracked. See here for more information. Mr. Maynard. This email is simple and to the truth. My status is homeless, being driven out of Denver, Colorado by haters. I am a refugee here being protected by family resource of housing. The haters are the Colorado Health Network, aka Denver, Colorado AIDS Project. And stretching beyond that, those who are leadership's roles of the Ryan White Care Act funded social services agencies. This is the matter to which is at the heart of the matter. This has happened to me twice in my history of interface with the Ryan White Care Act. Continuing to do the same thing expecting a different result is insanity. Image.png. Image of Albert Einstein with quote, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Why won't you break this pretense that you field industry is not responsible for this? You further insult me and further hurt me in that pretense that you are protecting the haters. You are not going to get away with this forever. Great harms are being done in this paradigm. Can't you see reality? I am crying again dash because you will not acknowledge my email dash. You are something you have to hide is wrong and evil. You are wrong and evil to hold this paradigm against the community wellness. I accept normalcy in my email communications. But you won't grant that because you have secrets that are awful if they were known. Those needs to be told to be shut off dash with authority if you can't do it internally first. You deserve your fate to kill us with kindness. This is wrong, wrong, wrong to not acknowledge my effort here at a positive change in direction for community health wellness outcomes. I am so fucking nervous that someone is going come and try to murder me before this is changed to the direction it should have been founded under. August 30th, 2018. 10:16 a.m., 11 hours ago. Message moved to top of inbox by Boomerang because there was no reply. View this conversation. Don't want this notification email in the future? Go to https://b4g.baden.com/settings and uncheck the at the top of your inbox option under settings. Please note that your Boomerang messages would no longer return to the top of your inbox. Dash. From Martin J. Driscoll in the mindway at gmail.com. 2. Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll M. Maynard at fapinfo.org. CC, bflippin at dph.sbcounty.gov. mtana at fapinfo.org. Slough at desertaidsproject.org. M. Muller at desertaidsproject.org. J. Ariano-Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov. Supervisor Gonzalez at sbcounty.gov. C. Eber Jurlelu at gmail.com. Enable at un.org. Date, August 30th, 2018, 6:18 p.m. Subject, re, my status is being a refugee from hate. That is the actual truth. Mailed by, gmail.com. Scheduled to return, Thursday, September 6th. 2018, 6:17 p.m. If there's no reply. Opened 3 times. First August 30th around 6:50 p.m. Last August 30th around 6:50 p.m. Clicked 0 times. Updates every 10 minutes. Not all opens will be tracked. See here for more information. Message moved to the top of inbox by Boomerang because there was no reply. This email will be filed to online public accessible and surface web indexed mimspace at michael_r_maynard/ number email/ This status update portion of this topic email has already been transcribed to spoken voice text narrative and will have an interface autoplay audio file attached to the written copies placed online. It is not good enough to just place the audio files attached to a written archive copy of email stored at the personal information system domains of this client. No, that is not good enough to hold you to a standard that you actually take the time to listen to the record of truth that is being bestowed upon you dash that you are intentionally not paying attention to, you intentionally are ignoring me. The audio file is already placed for your reference playing, 17 minutes 38 seconds playtime. Email subject Mistachesis being Garfugee from 8.og 30og 2018-2046-4.6m. The directory filing at foothighlightsproject.fuckituphuman.net. Email subject Mistachesis being Garfugee from 8.og. These are not good enough to break this conspiracy obviously. So therefore, as I did with my former case manager at Colorado Health Network, I placed an audio file posting onto the SoundCloud in her direct full name. You can find this posted filed by the title. If you have the SoundCloud app installed on your mobile device, you can use this voice command to play the audio SoundCloud entry. Okay Google, play on SoundCloud, Angela Keady of Denver, Colorado. You have allowed hate to win. Attached to that SoundCloud is a photo of her, what I do believe is her significant other partner, stating an untrue relation of facts to the world. We will not allow hate to win. But she did allow hate to win, and so too are you allowing the haters to win, Mr. Michael R. Maynard of Foothill AIDS Project, by not establishing a proper resolution of these matters per the letter of mental health advocacy that was issued by Foothill AIDS Project Mental Health Directory, Dr., that is, PhD psychotherapist Dr. Howard Newsom, PhD. The letter of resolve of these matters is absolute. The audio for the spoken voice narrative portion of this email below will be placed to the SoundCloud prior to our next meeting scheduled time on the September 11th, 2018, 10:10 a.m. How appropriate to be on the anniversary of 9/11 terrorist attack against our nation, when I am a peace builder. Attempting to unite peace in our community that is full of haters, collective elites embedded in the Ryan White Care Act funded social service agencies. Nationally systemic, which I can prove is reality-based considerations of truth. https://soundcloud.com/user747583484/Angela Elizabeth Keady of Denver, Colorado. You have allowed hate to win. Image.png. Mr. Maynard. As I just wrote to you in the SMS conversation channel. You and I's work time to conduct conversation is not in a real-time meeting affair except on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. I write my content at the time I write it. You read it on your schedule. You choose or not choose to read this off hours. That is the way I view it. Confirming. If you prefer to conduct this via email as I have redirected this conversation to be placed here. That would mean that a normal email conversation relationship would have to be engaged forward. So far that has not been the case. I have read receipt and link tracking tools active via my Gmail interface, an option provided by the technology of Boomerang. That is per my right as a citizen of the United States of America. My right is also to be able to use email routing transits, per the UNCRPD refocused ideals constructs on opening communication methods. Not restricting communications to a single set rule. These are all addressed in a 10-minute discussion on Article 12 of the CRPD that you so far have chosen to have an obligation at hand, a hidden agenda, to ignore. 10:20. Quality in social services, understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. ICWAS Europe. 3.1 KVIEWS 3 years ago. ICWAS Europe. Published on December 31, 2014. Captions available in English and French. This video was produced as part of a learning module on quality in social services by the European Platform for Rehabilitation, and with financial support from the European Union. For more information on this learning module, visit www.equas.be. The European Platform for Rehabilitation is a network of rehabilitation service providers to persons with disabilities. Its quality initiative, ICWAS, provides an integrated sector-specific quality assessment system for the social services and vocational education services throughout Europe. It also provides a framework for international benchmarking and instruments to support social service providers in continuous improvement and change management. 1 hour, 51 minutes and 59 seconds. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Time indexed to 10-minute discussion on Article 12. Schulich Law. 1KVIEWS 5 years ago. At this session, an esteemed panel of speakers discuss, how has Canada committed to the equality and full social inclusion of persons with disabilities? Are persons with disabilities enjoying the rights guaranteed by the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities? Because these videos are directed toward conversations of CRPD outside of United States discussion, does not mean they cannot be utilized to form an understanding of a reaching upward to this standard. We are not trapped in a void or vortex of stupidity. These are very good, well-produced videos. I am not being a dumb asshole here. You all are. Don't insult my intelligence with stupid excuses. As I said in the SMS channel expanded here, because the CRPD was signed by our president in 2009, it is active for us to civil negotiate. In our civil society one-on-one. Because Congress has not ratified the convention. For rights for persons with disabilities to which your job directly is involved in. Does not mandate your ignorance of these topics by choosing to ignore me and overall. What I am connecting with imperatives of topic matters-your civic duty. That does not mandate you to ignore me. That does not mandate you to not reach upward to a higher standard model that the CRPD is attempting to provide globally to our progressive first world standards society. We are not some country that is a third world standard, is that what you want us to be to hold? This argument of perversion on your part, not mine to engage in a better relationship ideal? But you want to hold that against me? Why? The underlying secret agenda is holding. Standing, I have my right to my opinion and my public reviews if necessary to my resolve. Of these imbalanced interpersonal relations that are holding against my opportunity of having social capital offered me of successful life pathways. Furthermore is my intellectual property right holding of my personal information system technology that I have in working. Indexed active in cyberspace which works on a slightly different set of structures than most domains. Operate, but has been operating in this model for over 10 full years. This model that I am using was described in a technical paper I read online and I am using it to its maximum cause and effectiveness onto our society of positive changes. As was presented by the Google reviewer Mr. Jacobson. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 North Arrowhead Avenue Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA. Write a review. 3.02 reviews. Sort by. Most relevant. Aaron Jacobson. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 review. 11 months ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. I declare you have contempt for clients. It is either you do not have contempt for clients and that we do not live a third world standard country but a first world standard country and we establish a respectful dignified communication. Exchange-or I walk out of our meetings to the discredit of your side equation of insanity to be third world hate agenda embedded in the social services scheme of the deliverance of services provided. That is the default position of number huge fail that is occurring by limiting the conversation to a set of agendas that are not meeting my agenda of successful life outcomes, which are embedded in my history with social services that are undeniable. A change of working priorities is required to understand why these are my demands of change upon the social services provider to the client interface. All you have to realize is that a Google search Michael Maynard Foothill AIDS Project returns this result. Oat my indexed information system appears fifth in order of information relevance. This is a fact. Our team HIV and AIDS nonprofit charity, Foothill AIDS Project. FAPinfo.org/r-team. Michael Maynard, Substance Abuse Counselor. Lucinda Mendoza, Case Manager. Lizeth Munoz, Housing Case Manager. Jessica Ordaz, Case Manager. Michael Maynard, CADC2, MFTT, Mental Health Clinician, Foothill. https://www.linkedin.com/in/MichaelMaynardCAD2MFTT2B90722E. View Michael Maynard, CADC2, MFTT's profile on LinkedIn, the world's Foothill AIDS Project, Family Intervention, Serenity Lodge Addiction Treatment Center. You've visited this page 2 times. Last visit, August 27, 18. Top 23 Case Manager Profiles at Foothill AIDS Project LinkedIn. https://www.linkedin.com/user/title/case-manager@foothill-aids-project. Insights about Case Manager, Foothill AIDS Project members on LinkedIn. Michael Maynard, CADC2, MFTT. Marriage Family Therapist Trainee. Company. Family Intervention, Rancho Cucamonga, CA, Alignable. https://www.alignable.com/Rancho Cucamonga CA/Foothill AIDS Project FAP. Our team. Michael Maynard, MFTT/CADC2 from Family Intervention. Michael Maynard, MFTT/CADC2. Mental Health Clinician / Addiction Specialist. Ryan White, Care Program for HIV/AIDS Social, fuckeduphuman.net. michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project.fuckeduphuman.net/mike. August 9, 2018. http://michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project. The Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network do not start to appear online until after an. You've visited this page 2 times. Last visit, August 10, 18. Index of / michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project.fuckeduphuman.net. AIDS Project Glassdoor Review. 1. Bad Makes All Look Bad / Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino Client Person Centered Imperative Refocus of Case. Index of / fapinfo.org archived, fuckeduphuman.net. michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project.fuckeduphuman.net/fapin. Index of / fapinfo.org archived. Parent directory. An error occurred. fuckeduphuman.net. 5150.fuckeduphuman.net. That QR scan URL link is https://michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project.fuckeduphuman.net/staff/michael_r_maynard%23email/. You've visited this page 3 times. Last visit, August 27, 18. How do you wish to proceed? Number huge fail and leave the information society to ponder why your entries are static on my domain for the content that is referenced. Or a better formation of understanding. We proceed like you do not have contempt for client's voice and we progress to actually work this matter out of the muck it has run its course into the gutter of insolence on my intelligence. I deserve better you all - this is the United States of America. Or I have to change my United States citizenry to some other country that does not allow the haters to win - and I finally will be released from the relentless hate that is directed into my life when I attempt to interface onto social media internal of any community. I have been dealing with this hate meme complex for over 10 full years non-stop except for a year or so break when I was in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I would rather live in a state of rawness frontiers than to be again a victim of your set-up intentional system of hate social services that is slated to be replaced by the UNCRPD. What is the delay? You all allow haters to reign and rule in your organizations. You are all a bunch of haters, collective elite. I have seen the Glassdoor reviews that trend this conclusion of your field industry nationally across the United States.
Be with you in just a second. Here it comes.
What is the delay? Can't release your hate agenda? Even if it is censored by deletions, I hold the truth of the record of your hate. http://cascadatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net Personally direct client involvement. http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net Personally direct client involvement. http://desertaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net Attempting to get an explanation for a Glassdoor review that states. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-desert-aids-project-rvw-836859.htm Image.png Image text, your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. Until this also gets censored in this hate conspiracy, I will do the same thing I did with Cascade AIDS Project's review history. Employee review. See all reviews, 4. October 20, 2015. Helpful, 5. Desert AIDS Project logo. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top down. If this review also goes missing, there is a hate conspiracy deleting the content on Glassdoor, you haters are everywhere. This Twitter DM direct message record of conversation cover-up is laughable to listen to in spoken voice text narrative interface. dmchat.html For more info see http://cascadatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net A record of the deleted review on site from 2015 static present for their company up until just this past month. Someone deleted it. This after I embed the review into a report to the FBI. The FBI is internal of the conspiracy cover-up. Signed and sealed approved for publication with my former notary certificate. http://foothillaidsproject.acknowledgethetruth.conspiracyexposed.enthemandway.growup.net/sealcramobone.goodenthemandway.jpg The opinions expressed herein are approved as a relative conjectured truth of circumstances lived through for 10 years of experience with this hate collective mimcomplex. Circumstances, documented on the domain of fuckeduphuman.net. http://foothillaidsproject.acknowledgethetruth.conspiracyexposed.enthemandway.growup.net/sealcramobone.goodenthemandway.jpg http://foothillaidsproject.acknowledge the truth.conspiracy exposed.realup.human.net/item-proof/history-driscoll/notary-certificate-107768%5%5d.jpg http://foothillaidsproject.acknowledge the truth.conspiracy exposed.realup.human.net/item-proof/history-driscoll/notary-certificate-107768%5%5d.jpg I declare to my best integrity unto our society that my intentions are sound and with great cause to declare the Ryan White Social Service Agency Network a root cause formation of distrust happening across the entire United States of America since its initiation documents that Congress first passed in the 1990s, I do believe the date is right. Since 1990s, this system has been used to violate the privacy rights of clients, engage in abusive online hate agenda sex police activities against a segment population of the client base. Namely those who are openly POZ and openly undetectable status, and openly dash as a right of adult consent is granted the freedoms granted in the United States of America, who practice what is now a scientific researched knowledge fact dash the CDC issues the statement recently when the community has known this for years and years and years, as undetectable equals non-infectious. Why the delay? This hate agenda has been a targeted prevalence in my life and the life of others on the public forum areas. This hate agenda has been condoned, encouraged, and perpetrated by members of employee status and leadership director status of the Ryan White Care Act Social Service agencies. The proof is on Glassdoor dash until IT is censored because of their political clout to hide the truth from the public of what destruction they have allowed to continue to progress in the our society of distrust so eroded dash the root cause of mass gun shootings in our society. As a mimetic cross-contaminating factor dash a national security emergency. http://foothillaidsproject.acknowledgethetruth.conspiracyexposed.realup.human.net/fbi.gov/2018-gunshootingsinTheUSA-QR-report-to-fbi.png The QR scan code in this graphic is resolved to this link. http://web.domains.realup.human.net/fbi.gov/gmail%20-20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20% shootings, and general social breakdown LinkedIn. James Driscoll https://www.linkedin.com/in/JamesDriscoll4521351/. Excerpt single citation example one of many. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings, Washington Post. https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/382ccc4b2a9111792d158c702d2d975_story.html. No redirect equals on end UTM underscore term equals 0.4f1f6138ac46. By Randolph Roth, October 6, 2017. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation. Play video video 2 of 13. Excerpt. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs, or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities, and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence.
How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murders and Mass Shootings. By Randolph Roth, October 6, 2017. Randolph Roth is a professor of history and sociology at Ohio State University and the author of American Homicide. When society is functioning well, we should, at the very least, be able to trust that the people around us won't try to kill us. And yet, after a mass shooting, we may wonder. We may worry in the subsequent days and weeks as we send our kids off to school, ride public transportation to work, join the crowd at a concert, settle into the pews at church. For some people, that fear may mean avoiding certain places, at least for a time. For others, it means arming themselves in defense. After the 2015 shooting in San Bernardino, California, gun sales spiked most in the immediate vicinity, suggesting that safety concerns, more than concerns about potential changes to gun laws, drove those purchases. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs, or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities, and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence. This may be rooted in our biology. Primate studies have shown that apes and monkeys secrete more of the hormones that cause or facilitate aggression, and less of the hormones that deter aggression, when their tribes experience political instability, faction fighting and struggles for dominance. People who suffer from dangerous forms of mental illness, who have experienced severe reversals in their lives or who have suicidal thoughts are most vulnerable when these feelings course through society, as Adam Lankford describes in The Myth of Martyrdom. They are more likely to lash out, as we have seen in case after case of mass murder. Some mass killers have written manifestos detailing their grievances with the US government. Yet the relationship between trust and homicide is seldom so explicit. Everyday murderers don't stop to cite distrust of government or their fellow citizens as a reason they killed. Few homicides are motivated directly by political conflict or political feelings, anyway. But the link between trust in government and homicide rates is evident everywhere, across centuries. In England, for instance, 60,000 voting rights demonstrators gathered in Manchester in 1819 to demand the right to elect their own representatives in Parliament. They were viciously attacked by militiamen on horseback wielding sabers. 11 people were killed outright, countless others were wounded. The homicide rate in England and Wales doubled over the next 5 years, and it remained high throughout the years of agitation for voting rights. But when the Second Reform Act passed in 1867, enfranchising propertyless household heads in urban areas, the homicide rate fell suddenly by half, and when the Third Reform Act passed in 1884, enfranchising propertyless household heads in rural areas, the rate fell suddenly by half again. Empowerment, inclusion, and faith in government mattered. The same patterns appear throughout American history. Homicide rates, which primarily reflect violence between unrelated adults and do not include war casualties, dropped dramatically after the Revolution, as the new nation developed institutions in which people could put their faith and as Americans developed a sense of patriotism and belonging. By the early 19th century, although murder remained more common on the contested frontiers and in the slaveholding South, the North, and the mountainous regions of the South from Appalachia to the Ozarks had some of the lowest homicide rates in the world. About 3 per 100,000 persons per year, which is low even by today's standards and considering their lack of modern medicine. That changed when reverence for political leaders declined in the wake of the Mexican War and homicide rates doubled or tripled 15 years before the Civil War and Reconstruction made things worse. We can measure the inverse relationship between homicide and trust with more precision in modern times. The murder rate since World War II has tracked almost perfectly, as criminologist Gary Loffrey has observed, with the proportion of Americans who say they trust the government in Washington to do what is right, most of the time, and who believe that most public officials are honest. The rate also rises and falls along with answers to surveys asking about the level of trust we have in our neighbors, how safe we feel walking around at night near our homes, and how heavily armed we think we need to be. For brief periods during the New Deal, World War II, and the early years of the Cold War, things got better. We recaptured our patriotism, our fellow feeling, and our trust in government. But divisions over the civil rights movement and the Vietnam War tore that emerging national consensus apart. The homicide rate peaked for African Americans during the Nixon administration, at 43 per 100,000 persons per year, when their trust in government was at its lowest and their feelings of alienation were highest. And it peaked for white Americans in 1980, at 7 per 100,000 persons annually, when accumulated anger over busing, welfare, affirmative action, defeat in Vietnam, and humiliation in Iran boiled over into the Reagan Revolution. If we had sustained the high rates that prevailed nationally from the 1970s to the mid-1990s, 9 to 10 per 100,000 per year, one in every 142 Americans would have been killed, including one of every 27 black males. And if we maintain our current, lower rate, 5.5 per 100,000 annually, one in every 231 Americans will be killed, including one of every 38 black males. It has been somewhat harder to see the relationship between trust and homicide in the past decade, because hyperpartisanship has led people to answer polls according to their feelings about the party in power, rather than their feelings about society as a whole. But before the 2008 election, my colleague Michael Maltz and I forecast that if Barack Obama secured the nomination and won the presidency, the homicide rate in America's cities would drop because of what his candidacy would mean to African Americans and other minorities, who live disproportionately in urban areas. We also worried that the homicide rate would rise in the areas of the country most resistant to the idea of an African American president. The subsequent divergence in the nation's homicide rates appeared to bear this out. Counties that were more heavily urban and minority saw their homicide rates decline. But the rates increased sharply in the predominantly white counties concentrated in the Upper South from West Virginia to Arkansas and Oklahoma that gave less support to Obama than historical voting records and national voting trends would have suggested, and that would go on to become the heart of the birther movement. Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld has further suggested that the rise in murders in certain U.S. cities in 2015 is better explained by a loss of trust and a decline in the legitimacy of the justice system than by the heroin epidemic, the slight drop in the prison population, or supposedly less aggressive policing after Ferguson. When persons do not trust the police to act on their behalf and to treat them fairly and with respect, they lose confidence in the formal apparatus of social control and become more likely to take matters into their own hands, Rosenfeld wrote in a 2016 report for the Justice Department. Lack of confidence in the police among African Americans predates the recent police killings in Ferguson, Cleveland, New York, and elsewhere. But it is likely to be activated by such incidents, transforming long-standing latent grievances into an acute legitimacy crisis. It's cyclical. Loss of trust contributes to the homicides of unarmed black citizens by fearful or angry white police officers, and to the murders of officers by angry blacks, which further diminishes trust between citizens and law enforcement. When trust disappears, no one's life matters. What might the future hold? Trump's election may lead to a decline in homicide in certain parts of the country, by empowering the white Americans who resent minorities and immigrants most deeply. But most of his support, especially in the Rust Belt, was not based on race. He won because he promised to help middle and working class whites economically. If he is unsuccessful, or worse, if his supporters decide he conned them and was interested only in enriching himself and the rest of the nation's economic elite, all bets are off. And given Trump's attacks on the federal government and on rival politicians, his administration's dismissal of Black Lives Matter, the question of how much Russian intervention may have compromised the election, and infringements on voting rights, it is very possible that the homicide rate will continue to rise, especially in the poorest neighborhoods in our cities. Not every mass murderer is driven to kill by these broad historical forces. Some, such as the gunmen in Aurora, Colorado, Newtown, Conn, and Tucson, are mentally ill and are copying the violence they see around them. But most mass murderers have been deeply affected by the distrust, disillusionment, and enmity that pervade our society. The Oklahoma City bomber was a suicidal white supremacist, angry at a government that had dashed his dream of becoming an Army Ranger and that, in his eyes, cared more about minorities than it did about him. The Orlando shooter, a man so disturbed that he frightened his co-workers, was bitter over his inability to land a job as a police officer. He hated the government, blacks, women, and gays, perhaps, as the evidence suggests, because he was confused about his sexuality. The congressional baseball practice shooter blamed politicians and the wealthy for his own and the nation's ills. All these men had difficulty in relationships and were apparently jealous of people who were happy, loved and loving, which is why they targeted ball games and nightclubs and country music concerts. Their problems were personal. But people with personal problems are infected by our hatreds. We have all played a part in creating them. Outlook at washpost.com. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings. SARS. https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017. By Randolph Roth. Washington Post. October 6, 2017. Presentation video created by the @GrubHub. Peace Building and Trust Binding Network. Awesome Cramobone Glows and Blows Playroom School. 34°09, 03.5 N, 117°18, 40.8 W. http://awesomecramoboneplayroom.school/basic-human-needs/ @GrubHub 2018. Great reasons us will unite peace. http://grubhubnet-peace-building-website. .business.site/. Video Production Media Creations. Copyright 2018 by James M. Driscoll. For massive sharing population saturation. This news source information provided per direct source copy with no modifications, fraudulent or misleading spin have been made upon the original text as of creation date May 22, 2018. Get peace, deserve peace, want peace. Peace starts with trust. Trust yourself to know what is the moral reality of our world and do and act accordingly, morally straight for a challenge change. Truth equals trust, trust begets truth. Hashtag words to live by. http://community.grubhub.net/words-to-live-by. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind overcast? To chase thy glue. Go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things, make amends. For follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words, thy virtue prove. Go act as well as pray, and then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail. Anonymous. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. All truths reserved, all rights released. At Real Up Human 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2030, 2035, 2040, 2050, 2100, 2150, 2200, 2300, 2400, 2500, 3000, 3500, 4000, 5000, 7500, 8000, through and past beyond year 9999, yeah yeah hooray. This statement is made valid in effect of hashtag Cramobone Honesty Binding, hashtag Mpitapo Peace Binding, hashtag Nian Sapo Wisdom Not Binding Transformation, hashtag Sessa Woruban Change Your Characters till September 21, 9999, the last international day of peace of our time age million years.
but they never done come. Yeah, and to God tried. It's been winning, but the lovers ain't done. On my watch,
yeah, if that
took all my rights away,
yeah, if that
telling me how to pray,
yeah, if that
won't let us demonstrate,
yeah,
wrong,
yeah, if that
thinking I don't belong,
yeah, if that
hiding behind a gun,
yeah, if that
hoping we're gonna run,
wrong.
We are the lions, we are the chosen, we gonna shine.
Growing with pride, all of the lions we strive, working so hard to unite. United we're tired of lies, tired of lies.
Whoa, whoa. We are the lions.
This has been a recording of the At Grew Up Peace Building, Truth Affirming, and Trust Binding Network Ideal. Recording created on the date of August 30th, 2018 at 10:12 p.m.